everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Have an informative show for you today. I am proud and a proud member. I believe I am a life member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. I have with me today two of the guys from the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and I'll let them introduce. Woody, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Name is Woody Vaspra, and I'm the commander of the American Legion Post 68 in Pittsfield.
And the other, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The other guy with the hat on, I refer to him as Field Marshal, but now since I was Parade Marshal, he stepped down some. But no, all kidding aside, someone I have a great deal of respect for. He's worked very hard with this VFW chapter for many, many years. Arnie Paris, good morning, Arnie.
Yeah, good morning. Arnie Paris, Commander VFW, Lieutenant John Antruden, Post 448.
Yeah.
12 years, I think, as commander.
And very involved before that. I just, an aside, I read Mark Pompey bumped into the nephew or grandson of Lieutenant Truden.
Yes, he did.
How cool was that?
Yeah, I know. That's because that goes back quite a few years since the VFW was formed.
Yeah. Well, why we're going to do this show, I'm going to be very blunt. I know some of you don't know me to being blunt, but I can ask Arnie. I can be blunt. We're doing a recruiting for the VFW. And one of the things I would like Arnie and Woody to separate, people confuse the VFW with the Legion, American Legion. And there's a distinct difference. Which one of you want to take that? Arnie, Woody, who wants to take it?
I have Arnie go and I'll take it on after that.
All right, Arnie, you kick it off.
Oh, okay. Well, the VFW has a few more strict requirements to be eligible to join. You have to have some sort of a campaign ribbon. We have on our forms the campaigns that qualify you. So when somebody's interested in joining us, you know, we go step by step with them to see what they need to get qualified. And we need a copy of their DD-214 to show proof of that. It's pretty much the only required document to get in.
And folks, for people out there listening, wives, grandparents, parents, a DD-214 is your discharge papers. Says everything about you what you did in the service. So as Arnie said, that's basically the only document. What do you want to add to that?
Yes, the American Legion was really started in 1919, right at the post World War I or close to it. And that was to create a veterans organizations for all vets. And it includes the Army, Navy, Air Force, all vets, including the Merchant Marine, but in World War II only.
Oh,
and then it involves all conflicts, but also you can be a member without being in a war.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You, as long as you're in the service, right, Woody?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it's something
and
like
also including the Army Reserve,
okay,
folks recently, and National Guard.
Cool.
Also, a lot of us also are members. Like I'm a life member of the American Legion, also. So if you join the VFW, you can also join the American Legion.
Right.
And,
right.
And even others as yourself, yeah. The Vietnam veterans, you qualified for several organizations.
Yeah.
And
the importance, I think, of, and this is just me, these guys can override me because, well, Arnie's like way older than I am. Well, Woody's catching up. But I find the camaraderie, but also in Washington, and you, a lot of you know I worked on Capitol Hill. If we didn't have these organizations, we would be out in the cold. I'm going to be very blunt and honest. There's not a lot. There's more now than before, and hopefully after this election, there'll even be more veterans serving in Congress. And the VFW, they have a plethora of things that they do for veterans. And I only know what they've done for me. They have a veteran service officer. They have quarterman. They have a lot of great things. But the important thing is they also do a lot for the community. They just don't march into parades. You know, Arnie, you've been a giving soul to this community for a long time, and the lead and the VFW. What are some of the things you're involved with?
Well, I don't think we've got enough time on this show to cover it all, but well, we obviously we march in all the parades, but we've been responsible for erecting several monuments in town, like. Yep. You know, the Colonel, we all remember Colonel Young. He started off with the World War II monument over at the front steps of City Hall. Then a few years later, as Jerry Doyle was mayor then, that approved it. And then a few years after that, we put in the Korean War monument on the other side of the City Hall front steps. Then with Mayor Sarah Hathaway approving that one, then we joined the Legion. That was a coalition effort at the Legion for the World War One Memorial restoration. That was a coalition effort. Then Colonel Young asked me to chair the another coalition effort to do the restoration of the Civil War Monument, which in back of me here, we did.
Well, they call that the flag sergeant, right?
He was a... Yes, and that was quite a project. And then after that, ahead of my bucket list is to get rolling on the Iraq-Afghanistan War Memorial in 2020. That was another huge effort. Took, you know, over 9 months to do that one. And that was a VFW effort. We had Lennox, Mike King was involved with us on that one also from the Lennox Post. And the rest of us were from Post 448 to do that one. But that one touched home, you know, very closely on that. So that was just some of the stuff that, you know, we did. And there's a lot of other things, you know, that I'll mention after I jump back in after Woody does, you know, his spiel for the Legion. And I'll wait to get back in.
All right.
No.
Listen, this is a free flowing show. Trust me. I think back, and here's a good story. Sad, but shows what the Legion does and the VFW does. This this woman's husband died. He was a member of the VFW, and she was all befuddled and everything. And through the help of the veteran service agent of the VFW at the time and Larry Caprari at the time, we got her all straightened out, got a military burial for her husband, got any of the kerfluffles that the VA, VA can give you. I will just say, that would have been almost impossible without their help because she called me and I referred her to them and they just jumped right on it. And her husband got buried like he wanted to be buried. And I will, one more war story. A good friend of mine, my old boss, is very ill and he's dying. And he's asked me to help his wife. And he's a member of the Legion and VFW, not here in Maryland. He wants a military funeral, a burial. So I got her on the phone. We did a conference call with the VFW rep. It's all set. So and people are sitting out there maybe saying, well, what's such a big deal about that? Well, if you're a veteran, it's a big deal to be buried in a veteran's funeral. And Arnie, just jump back for a minute. I'll get to you. Tell us how many funerals. You guys do so many funerals that it's really unbelievable.
Shortly after Colonel Young started our honor guard, we had about 25 or more on our honor guard. And now, over the years, we've done 341 funerals since the year after the Colonel formed it originally. And then this year we've done seven, and that varies. We go 15 to 20 per year, sometimes even more. But as we all get older, and a lot of us older ones have passed on, well, there's fewer funerals. And there's a lot of younger ones now that are out there. And thank goodness that'll be some time before, you know, they dry up and disappear. But, you know, the VFW and American Legion have fought for many of the benefits that these veterans, even though they're not a member, that receive. There's a ton of money that's spent, the VFW and the Legion, towards, you know, pushing these bills through years. And back to, you know, there'll be no one around if they don't start joining these veteran organizations, these younger ones, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Desert Storm veterans, which and shortly I'd like to give a spiel on what we're offering them to join us, to carry that torch forward, because no one will be there to fight for their all these benefits that all the way back to the GI Bill over the years. And so we're desperately trying to get these people with incentives to join.
And I, let me just put this pitch in for you. I bumped in on an Afghan Iraqi guy, and he said, "Well, I belong to the, oh, that's great, but these others are well established, well respected. I belong to the Vietnam Veterans of America, the American Legion, and I'm a life member of the VFW and the Vietnam Veterans. And I spoke to Tom Landry, and I want to know if they'll prorate the life membership, because I don't have that much life left." But he said, "No, there's a standard for you." I don't know what his problem. No, I'm only kidding. Woody, what? Help us out, buddy. What's going on? Fill us in.
Well, Arnie's kind of saying the same thing. In fact, most of, like a lot of our members are both belong to the American Legion, the VFW, and the Vietnam Veterans, if they're a Vietnam Veterans person. And but you'll find out that a lot of the different organizations are, their membership is declining.
Yes.
And we're still looking, we would like to do is put in the word for the younger people to consider it, because there's a lot of benefits, as we talk about the benefits offered by the VA and other things. And one of the things that we're doing a lot is we like, and since also we sold our building on Wendell Avenue, mainly because it was costly to keep it going and everything else. And then the funds we got with that, we're using that to do a lot of work for the community.
Yeah.
And to helping charities like Habitat for Humanity. And we also have a very active connection with the hospice care of the Berkshires, because a lot of members are in it and are been sent to it. And then, and so, and also programs like we were reinstated Legion Baseball.
Right.
And in fact, the junior team won the state last summer. And so they're getting, they got two teams again this year. Yeah. Then we also, there's the oratorical competitions and the boys and girls state and everything. We're trying to keep that going, and also scholarship programs. Okay. And so what we're trying to do is get all of this so people can see that the veterans are still active. But we do need, because one of the things Arnie talked about is that the Honor Guard is right now, the Honor Guard is being posted by both the VVA, the American Legion, and the VFW. If you look at them, they all have their stuff, because we are losing folks. It's no fact. Many of them are in their 70s, and I'm going to be 80 next year and everything else. So, you know, even though we still look good shape, we're hanging in there. But, you know, it's... But the whole idea is we're just keeping a little busy. And I think for me, I've been working with the hospice care of the Berkshires with the veterans, and that's been very rewarding, even though heartbreaking to see veterans, you know, go pass on. It's just that it's it hits you in the heart. And that's what I also found out, too, was when I gave the speech for Veterans Day 2 years ago, I talk about all these organizations also is a healing experience for veterans. And veterans get together because they tend to open up. And when they do that, it's a healing. They get stuff off their chest and what have you. I have a program. I'm working with the chaplain of University of Massachusetts Amherst, where we're going around the state, and I give them the we meet with veterans together, and we give them an opportunity to share their story if they want to share.
Sure.
And everything else. And for instance, right here in Cheshire, we have a veteran that's a little over 100 years old, was in the Battle of Iwo Jima, and he actually watched the flag go up on Mount Suribachi.
Oh, wow.
And I was at lunch with him on Wednesday. And he's still hanging in there, and he wears his shirt, says, I'm going to be 101, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, those are things that are, I think, very important. And to get that ability to share and be together, that camaraderie, is so important.
Yeah. You know, I have Jim Clark on several times. I try to have him on at least two or three times, veteran stuff a year. And I think what people, and I try to stress this to people, being in the military is a way of life. It's not just a job. Your whole life is military. You know, retreat plays at 5 o'clock. Everybody jumps out of their car. They salute. Reveille in the morning. You're driving on the base, you hear reveille, you stop the car, you get out, you salute. Yes, sir, no, sir, you know, two bags full. But so what do you bring it home? It's a camaraderie. And I'm not going to mention her name, but I know her dad, her dad real well and her grandma real well, just graduated from Navy boot camp. And I'm so proud of her simply because people aren't joining today, but the ones that do already, you can see she's a more fulfilled, whatever. I know when I graduated from, I don't remember where I parked a car. So, but I remember back when I graduated, that was a feeling of success. Personal success, because not everybody in my group graduated. So they got, what did they call it? Recycled. And I swear, I'm not going back to this crap again. But anyhow, Arnie, well, I'm going to go, and Woody, then I'm coming back to you. How can people get a hold of you? Now, folks, I know you're driving, you're doing this, you're doing that, or a morning show, you're in and out. Don't worry, I'm going to have them say it three or four more times during the morning. How can they get a hold of you to find out more and about joining the VFW?
Well, they can, first of all, they can call my cell phone, 413-441-9300. Again, 413-441-9300. They can go to our FaceTime website also, there's information there, but also my email would be ARN like Nick, C like Charlie, 21@AOL.com, and from there I can give a call, I can send an application, or just explain what they need to do to join us. But at this point I'd like to bring this up.
Hold up just a little bit higher, Arnie, bring it up a little, there you go. Oh, Art, did you pose for that?
Well, I am an octogenarian, the only one here, it looks like. But anyway.
I hope that clears up that condition.
But starting off, our VFW Post 448 mission is, excuse me, to continue helping veterans and their families, the support of national security, and a strong national defense, and to foster patriotism is reflected in several of our local programs and activities. Like, for instance, the Voice of Democracy. We recently just gave the winner for the three high schools in Pittsfield, $1,000 for each high school for that. And that's a very patriotic program. It's one of our flagship programs. And so we gave a total of $4,000 to the local winners here, the Voice of Democracy. And then we give.
Arnie, I got to ask, do you know any of the judges there?
Well, matter of fact, there's one lovely lady. Oh, you're related to her.
Yeah.
Your wife.
She lets me up out of the studio twice a day to eat. Then I have to come back. But
she's been with us.
Let me just I just want to take a minute and then you can fill it. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, you have grandchildren or children, the Voice of Democracy contest happens every year, and Arnie will give you the time. I strongly encourage you to encourage your kiddos to become part of that. Some of them will, when you read them, make you emotional. When you read the winners, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I through the years, the Polish princess has been doing it for a while. And then you read the kids that win, and it makes you proud to be a veteran. It makes you proud to be an American. And I know that's not popular to say today, but I don't care. I say it every day. Arnie Woody, I've been doing this lately. When we get to our break, I show this flag, and when we end the show, I show this. I'm proud of this flag. I'm proud of this country. I've been all over the world. I've lived in a lot of different countries, and they're all great, but this is the best. So
absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on there about the Voice of Democracy, but if when the Polish princess, I want to give her acknowledgement and a lot of people.
Yeah, we appreciate. And Jim Clark, he's been our judge for us also, and some great people that serve as judges along with your wife.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to work on these students. I mean, they're phenomenal. What they come up with is just absolutely amazing. But we are offering a free 5-year membership to Iraq, Afghanistan, Desert Storm veterans to join us. And, you know, there's a lot of things. We encourage them to join and get into our officer training programs, become an officer, to take over for us. I can't do this much longer while I'm on this side of the grass. You know, I'll continue until somebody can take that torch. But we offer leadership opportunities, both locally, state, and national, if they join. You get the VFW magazine along, and Woody has American Legion. They have a magazine as well. They can create their own personal projects to get involved with anything that's, you know, a patriotic theme or to help the community. We encourage them to do these things. And that's, we don't sit around and tell war stories and drink beer. Like, you know, that's a bad rap I think we got years ago that we're trying to dispel. But, we do talk about creative things like the Voice of Democracy. And there's all these other things. It's too lengthy to go into all of the things that we're involved in. People don't realize it. Like Woody mentioned, they had to sell their building on Wendell Avenue. We had to sell our building for the same reason on Linden Street. So and we joined the Legion on Wendell Avenue until they had to sell their building. Now the Legion has joined us at 174 Elm Street, across from Flynn's Pharmacy and Berkshire Bank down there. And so Legion's in there with us too. And people can drop a note in our mailbox if they want more information, about joining us too. And there's things that these younger veterans that would be interested in doing that the older veterans may not be interested in doing. And we want to hear those things because we're willing to adapt to do whatever it takes to keep this organization moving forward. But there's the youth programs. We visit veterans and nursing homes, and Woody and the coalition, all of us do that together. So there's a lot of stuff that we're doing as a coalition now, where years ago we both had hundreds and hundreds of members.
Right.
You know, we had plenty of things to do, but now we're joining forces on a lot of efforts so that we have the manpower to do these things. Because, they just don't happen automatically. It takes volunteers, you know, like Hank Morris, especially. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He's everywhere.
He is.
And like a lot of us are, like I'm a life member of four different organizations, and including the Korean War Veterans Association. In addition, Legion, VFW, and Vietnam veterans, like a lot of us, so that you can dance around, jump to different organizations, like Woody's group. They join us on these honor guards now. And
I agree. Yeah, and I think sometimes the past, if I just may, and before we go to break, it's not, I think you're right. I think in the past there were, you know, misnomers, there were some missteps with some of the organizations didn't want Vietnam guys at a certain point in time, and others did. It doesn't make any difference now. It really doesn't. These organizations, in my opinion, have proven their worth over and over and over. And I had an uncle, he was always at the Legion or somewhere. You know what? This is a new group. Well, look at them, they're not new. Look at us, I should say. But what they're doing is so community based. Same with the Legion. And you just have to get involved with it. I promise you, you won't regret it, because they need honor guard. You know, nothing's going to make me angrier than if I die and there's no honor guard, I'm coming out of the box after all of you. So, but Woody, we got about 2 minutes, and I want to come back. Contact information. They want to get a hold of you to join the Legion.
Okay, the American Legion can be the same thing. We have in fact, it's manned by Joe Mack. We have a mobile phone. It's area code 413-443-9853. Again, that's 413-443-9853. And we also have a Facebook page.
Wow.
You can get on Facebook, American Legion, Post 68, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And or they can use my email, VASPRA, VASPRA, post68@gmail.com.
And I, as I said, folks, don't worry. If you didn't get it this time, we're going to do it two or three more times before we sign off. And all I want to do is just really encourage you, wives, kiddos of veterans now, encourage your family members to join. It's still the camaraderie. I always Arnie, I've called him Field Marshal since, oh God, I can't remember, but he's been a person, same Woody. And I have to say this because Tom will give me a check. Tom Landry, Tom, make the check out to cash this time. He's been involved with the Legion for years and years. And the only thing I'm jealous about, Tom, and Woody, you can tell him, his hair. I'm so sorry for having all that. We're going to take a break. I'm here with two guys, and as you can tell, I think the world of both of them. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back, and stay tuned. There's more to come. And this is WTBR 89.7 on your radio dial. And we are simulcasting on channel 1301 PCTV. Tune us in. If you can't get it, we'll give you addresses. But the point is, you can go to PCTV.com, and it'll lead you. You can copy the show if you want. But we'll be right back. Stay tuned, please. You know, it's not often that we get to share what these organizations are. And to me, it's so important that the world knows what these organizations do, and especially America. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I got two guys I think the world of. Arnie and Woody. Woody's with the American Legion. I belong to the American Legion. Woody's with the VFW. I am a lifetime member of the VFW, and I'm a lifetime member of the Vietnam Veterans of America. I guess the point I'm trying to make with that is this. You can belong to them all. There isn't this separate, I'm a Legion guy. You know, that maybe that was that way in the past, but it's not that way now. So many of us belong to all of the veterans organizations, and we have to, because it was the veterans organizations through the years that got the veterans all the benefits that we have. And I'm living proof of benefits. So, but Woody, the Legion does so much. The one thing I want to capitalize on, and if you don't mind, I know you do a lot of good stuff, but Legion ball. Legion baseball is like a cornerstone, in my mind, of the Legion. And so many kids, and a lot of them got an opportunity to go to college and go onward, semi-pro and pro, because of Legion ball. And thank you guys for sticking with it, because it's not an easy deal.
I became the commander about 2-3 years ago. Mike Massery approached me and said, can we restart Legion ball? And before he even got the word ball out, I said, yes, because I'm a product of Legion ball.
Okay.
I played Legion ball, and I played high school baseball. Well, I played Little League, Pony League, Colt League, you name it, Legion ball, high school and college. And wanted to go further beyond, but Uncle Sam had that little note, says you are now drafted. But what happened is when we started it, we had about 54-something kids show up, so we put two teams, because Legion Ball has both a junior and senior league.
Yeah.
And then this year, Mike came to me and said, I think we're going to have to just go to one team. When they had the tryouts, 58 kids showed up.
Oh, that is so good.
They created the two teams.
Yeah.
And I asked the kids, because I was introduced to them, and asked them, I says, why you guys are playing Legion ball? A lot of them says, it gives us something to do in the summer. And we can get ready. And a lot of them play for Taconic and play for Pittsfield High and stuff like that. And it's a way to keep on playing. And to me, and I've had parents just so happy to see the kids get get training too. Because baseball is something you're always learning. And all. And I was a coach in baseball at one time, too. So it was. So it's, to me, it's about the kids.
It is.
They are our future. We need to take care of that. Both the girls and the guys. And because in back of my mind, I'm kind of looking at the possibility of maybe a girls softball team.
Good. Good.
And all.
Yeah.
There's some girls leagues coming up.
Yeah. And you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say this. He's a peer of mine. Pat Bassey, he coached Legion ball, and he was, I don't, is he still doing it? I don't.
No, he retired.
Oh.
And he, and there was another gentleman, I can't remember the name, I've got it written down.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, and so we're working on trying to have some kind of banquet or benefit to honor them, because that's a lot of years, and that's a lot of
time and stuff
that you spend. So I'd like to honor them, and making, and also have them put them into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because that's
a peer of mine. We're high school. Well, we've known each other for a very long time. But and when that happens, if you do that, get me the information.
Sure.
And I'll announce it, because I do announcements, and I'll announce it at the end.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, thank you.
So it's to me, it's the kids.
Yeah, it is. Arnie, we talked about, and we do this a lot on a morning show because some people are just tuning in. Mm-hmm. The Legion, they do a lot of others. I'm particularly fond of Legion ball, because I've known a lot of kids that was their break. They got on the Legion team. But Arnie, in the VFW, and the Polish Princess has been connected with this for a long time. We talked about it in the first half. We'll talk about it now. It's called Voice of Democracy. And Arnie will tell you, they approach the schools, and the kids submit. And Arnie, pick it up from there.
Yeah, well, it's a five-minute essay, written and verbal. And again, it's amazing what these young students come up with. And some of them are tear-jerking when you read what they come up with.
And I've said that, folks. I read them because you can become emotional.
Yeah. And the same thing, visiting nursing homes. That can be very emotional, too. They struggle to raise themselves up to give us a return salute, for instance, you know, when we visit them. But it's our flagship program, and we offer huge incentives. I've increased it over the years up to $1,000 for each high school now for the winner, and another $1,000 if they win for Pittsfield. The girl from Miss Hall School happened to win it last year for 2023. So she got $2,000 plus another prize for the Berkshire County. They move up from Pittsfield to Berkshire County to state level. And then I had one student that was from Housatonic, actually, that won for Berkshire County. Then he won for Massachusetts. Finally, then he went to national, where they're now giving $35,000 scholarship, plus a lot of other prizes. So it's very lucrative for them. And it looks so good on their college resumes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for a letter that way there. But back to the other, this, in addition to us hoping that anyone joining, if they were interested in joining us on our honor guard for military funerals, that would be great, because we really are getting shorthanded there. But there's other benefits, if I may mention, that like there's multiple insurance plans available. They get $1,000 accidental life if they join as a member, by the way, in addition to those magazines. And then they have the national home that's in the event of the death or disability of a veteran, their children have access to the national home at Southwest. They have Medicare prescription drug programs, discount on merchandise. And then we have, even in our organization, if they, started it about 10 years ago, the VFW Volunteer of the Year, not the Veteran of the Year, this is something here. We recognize them and we give them a press release.
Oh, cool.
And some of these people you're looking at are deceased that have won this Volunteer of the Year award.
Wow.
And then the other thing is very rewarding to have stuff like this. This is Iraq, Afghanistan war memorial that we did. And you're part of that if you join us. And anything that they come up with that's new ideas is what we're encouraging also. Our Facebook page, by the way, is www.facebook.com/groups with a long number, but you take that in, it'll come up. So that's our 5-year membership, you know, does bring.
Yeah, that's really a good deal. Push that a little bit, Arnie. Go ahead, Arnie. Tell them 5-year free membership in the VFW.
For Iraq, Afghanistan, Desert Storm veterans, yes, it's a 5-year free membership. You know, they can call for more details on that program that we've been offering. And we'd love to chat with them and get them involved in a small way or in a large way. So, take my job.
Take your
job. You know, I'm trying to get Bill to do it, but no, he doesn't either.
No, you don't understand. At my age, Bill doesn't run for things. Bill runs from things.
Okay.
I want to go back to that home. Describe that home again, out west, you said. I kind of missed some of that.
Yeah, it's called the VFW National Home. I can get more information for people if they are inquiring about it. I don't have all the notes regarding this. Yeah. Pages of stuff on all of these things we're involved in. So, but that's mainly it. If if they die or they have a disability or something, in the event of their death, anyway, their children and family, they have free access to the National Home. And again, there's more information.
I'm going to ask you both, please give us the contact. They gave us the VFW, the Facebook. Now give us your phone number. And the other part, I will say this. Both organizations are located almost across the street from the bank on Elm Street. And it's a corner thing. You'll see they got VFW and Legion stuff in the windows.
Yeah.
It's there. Get involved. You'll be. I always felt too. I'm not as involved now as I used to be, but because of health issues. But I would say this: it was the camaraderie again. When you went there, you felt at home, and I think it's the same way now. How did I want to put somebody? I had an old guy my age now, but when I went there as a kid, he said to me, "Well, you joined the club." And I said, "What club?" He said, "The Veterans Club." I guess, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. Once you're a veteran, you're always a veteran.
Yeah.
Can I, at this point, say something?
You can say anything.
Talking about, I like to read this. Because it's and Arnie's heard it before, and it's when I gave was the guest speaker at Veterans Day about 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
And it's short. It's a short piece, but I called it the Incognito Vietnam Veteran.
Oh.
When Vietnam veterans, including myself, returned from Vietnam, there were no tributes, recognitions, speeches, parades, or even handshakes. It was an obscure reentry into society. Many of the veterans came back either physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually broken, or a combination thereof. Some of them came back as POWs who suffered many indignities while in captivity. It was not a pleasant return for many of us who served in Vietnam. However, I was one of the fortunate veterans. We were able to reenter society, go back to school, find a job, and raise a family. But the Vietnam experience never went away. Then there were others that were not able to do those normal things because they were not able to fit back in society. Many of them were the outcasts, committed suicide, became drug addicts, and turned out to be the forgotten ones. Some of us to this day still remain somewhat incognito, but are slowly coming out, finding their brothers and sisters who served in Vietnam so a healing process can begin. It is time now to pay tribute to all the veterans of all wars our brothers and sisters that served in Vietnam or the nightmare for many that served there. Many of our veterans were drafted or joined the military thinking they could do something for their country or for economic, social reasons. They went to Vietnam with some innocence, but mostly acute fear as to the potential outcome. While there, our brothers and sisters experienced hell, which would stay with them for the rest of their lives. The experience of battle does not go away. You just have to learn how to live with it for the rest of your life. This tribute is about remembering what the Vietnam veteran, our brothers and sisters, did for this country. They gave their lives, whether they died in battle or came home and died later. They paid the ultimate price. At present, there are 58,281 names of our brothers and sisters on the Vietnam Memorial Wall, and more are being added every year. There were 2,709,918 men and women who served in Vietnam. Their experience is forever. The remembering of our brothers and sisters must go on. Our fellow veterans will never be forgotten and will always remain in our hearts.
Can I piggyback on that, Bill?
Yeah, please.
It's why we march in all the parades, lest we never let them forget what the veterans gave up for their freedoms and their society that they're enjoying today. So it's just like when we do these memorials, we're going to be doing the 71st anniversary of the Korean Armistice, July 27th of this month. We're okay. Doing a 9/11 ceremony again. We're doing it every year, yep. And it'll be on local TV, PCTV, and to never let the public forget what was given up for them. Yeah. So that's why we do a lot of these things.
Oh, good.
That we do.
Yeah, and I think too that that's beautiful. Both, Woody, that was very true, very heartfelt, and Arnie, what you're saying is true. That's probably one of the most important things. I don't know if you can see it, and if you can, I hope you can see it. Oh, you can't. You can't see it. I have the picture of the guy on the wall with the guy behind it. A day goes by. Every morning when I come down, I touch it because I'm lucky. I came home with all my body parts, and I came home. I go back to what Jim Clark and I said, and I guess you guys agree. The being in the military is a way of life. You may leave the military, but I don't think the military ever leaves you. I mean, my wife will tell you I drive her crazy because I want to be somewhere 5 to 10 minutes before I'm supposed to be there. Because I had a first sergeant that he used to say, if you're on time, you're late, you know? And the stuff that resonates in my brain at this age is scary. But one of the things, and if I can, I'll misquote it or whatever, but in Saving Private Ryan, after I saw that movie, there was this one quote at the end. Ryan is, the lieutenant is dying. And he says to Ryan, make sure this is worth it. And by doing something with your life. And that's been my motto since then. Every day I'm here, they're not, they're going to be forever 19.
Yeah.
The last picture that their parents have of them, maybe their high school yearbook or their basic training photograph. They didn't get to be like us, old and grumpy. I am the grumpy part. But seriously, I can't thank you guys. You know, again, VFW, any information, spit it out again, buddy.
Yeah, if you're interested, my cell phone works best, and you can even text me on it, 413-441-9300. Again, 413-441-9300. Text me, I'll get you whatever information or answer any questions that I can. And if I don't have the answer, I can connect you with somebody that will have the answer, like Woody, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Artie, let me say this. You have been a stalwart for the VFW and the Legion for so many years, and a Korean War veteran. Arnie, by the way, is a Korean War veteran. I know he doesn't look that old, but he really is. Not that old. I mean, he's a Korean War veteran. Email me that date, and I'll announce it.
For the armistice, that's when the armistice was actually signed. It happens to be a Saturday this year.
Okay.
If it falls during a week, we end up having it on a Saturday. That's right. Not on the actual day. But the actual day of the armistice is the 27th of July. And, of course, you know, as I mentioned at these ceremonies, that it didn't just stop there. The war wasn't over. It was a ceasefire, which was ignored, and especially in the 60s. During the DMZ operations,
right,
a lot of soldiers were killed. About 1,243, I think, after the armistice was signed.
But you have a ceremony.
Yes, we've been doing it every year for the last
10
or 15 years. I forget now. It's
just send me an email and I'll announce it so that people will attend it.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Woody, give it a shout. Legion, how to contact Legion and to join.
Again, our phone number is, it's a mobile number. It's 413-443-9853. Give that a call. We'll get back with you. Or you can use my email, vaspra.post68@gmail.com.
And again, these organizations exist because people are involved. And you're looking at two of the guys that are real. I have to say this, Woody. How did you ever pick Joe Mack to answer your phone?
He's the one who's got the phone.
AI is one of my favorite people in the entire world. And to all the people who have watched this show, if it means a lot when you do acknowledge a veteran. I can't tell you when people say, if I'm wearing my hat, and today I wore my 101st shirt, when they say thank you for your service, because as Woody so articulately said, we didn't get that welcome home. Believe me when I tell you, wasn't a pleasant few years. Before you guys go, I do want to tell you that I'm always here for you. You got my email now. If you're going to have an event or something, just send it to me and I'll follow up just like I am right now. All right, coming up, Mel Brooks, Young Frankenstein. It's Mel Brooks. You have to see this. I mean, there's so much malarkey, as me saying to the Irish mother would say. There's so much malarkey in the world. You need to go. It's playing at the Colonial. You really need to go and see it and just sit back and laugh. It's so well done. It's so, I know the Polish princess and I, we just enjoyed it to pieces. Also, I want to tell you, don't forget this. Sunday, July the 21st, noon to 5. Live polka music. It's back. The Polish picnic at St. Joseph's Church. Kitty Land, Polish American foods. You're going to have a blast. Let me tell you that, honestly. We got to get out and have fun and be ourselves. Also coming up, this is the third Wednesday of every month from 1 to 3 at the Senior Center. They have Memory Cafe. It's for people with some dementia and their caregivers. They go and they have fun and they chat. We've lost, my sister-in-law died of Alzheimer's. Or she died of COVID, but she had Alzheimer's. And you need help sometimes. Just, you're not the only one, not the only family, so... this is a great opportunity to catch up. On the 19th, Boulder Dash. Now, Arnie, you can go to this because they do serve elders. Boulder Dash, there's going to be a concert to raise money for Berkshire Theater Group's camp, scholarship for camp. And these kids are given to, these scholarships are given to kiddos who probably would never see the inside of a theater or anything. Michael Fabrizio is going to be performing. It's going to be a great night at Boulder Dash. You got to get your tickets now. Please call the Colonial and get your tickets. You'll have a blast. It was there last year. Great music. Cassie Jo Grover, her son, David Grover. It's a tribute to David Grover. And please, if you can, make it. And I have one last thing, but you got to give me a half a second because Arnie's a lot better at this than I am. He was showing off this morning. He said, yeah, Arnie, come on. I didn't even know you could take pictures with this thing until this is one I love. This is my part of my summer. The Lobster Picnic, Saturday, August the 3rd, 4:30 to 6, continuous servings, 1 1/4, 1 1/2 lobsters. I can't read a whole lot of it, but I'll tell you, it's at the South Street, First Baptist Church. You have to call for reservations. Here's the number. Call 413-442-8592. It's a wonderful one. They're asking a donation of $28 for a lobster and $15 for a chicken dinner. Now, really, you're gonna get a chicken dinner over lobster? We need to talk. I can't thank you guys enough. I hope this helps, and continue your good work. You're wonderful guys, and all I can say is God bless. And today, let's do something for somebody else. You know, we got to take care of each other because in the big scheme of things, each other, that's all we have. We learned that in the military. The military has an ethos. Never leave anybody behind. Remember that. God bless, guys.
Thank you for inviting us, and thank you for your service, for what you've
done
for the
community.
Well, I'll tell you, Arnie, I could work till I'm older, but I could never catch up with you.
Yeah.
You're a good man. Field Marshal Airborne.
Yes, sir.
Take care, Woody. Be well, my buddy.
Thank you.
Guys, bye-bye.
Bye now.